Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cash and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Stars Cast. I'm the host for tonight, and I have my three lovely guests, three stars with me, to discuss another topic. And tonight is archetypes, how we fall into them and how they have an effect, how they have affected our lives. And this will be part one because there's so much that they want to talk about that we will continue this on for next week. So look forward to that. And I'm going to let Stars Maya take it over so I can go check on the chat room and connect with some of these wonderful callers.
Hi, everyone. This is Stars Maya, and we welcome all of you. We're glad to have you back. If you've listened before and if this is your first time, we welcome you and know that everyone's really going to buckle your seatbelt. This is a great topic. We're all super enthusiastic. We have Stars Dragon Spirit and Stars James. And I'd also like to acknowledge the chat room, all the experts we work kind of hand in hand, all the experts that are there working the chat room and all the visitors to the chat room. We just want to welcome you all and say a big thanks because it's kind of a team effort for us all. So, and I'm gonna start out by letting everyone know, like I always do, that what you're going to receive is a little bit of guidance and views based on our experience, our education, our work that we've done in the spirituality field, and some of us have some psychology background as well. So whatever resonates with you, certainly our views are not the only views and not the, you know, the end all of it. It's just what we see and what we feel. And I'm going to start out by the archetypes, looking at it from a spiritual perspective. I'm going to start things out by saying that, first of all, it's a bit of a universal, and so you could compare it a little bit to the zodiac signs. I would say a little bit to that. And depending on your viewpoint, you can say that there's different theologies and ideologies on archetypes, how many there are, and then there's even subcategories. And I recognize about five major archetypes, and we're making this two parts, as StarsCast said, because it is such a broad subject, and I know we're really all excited to get it dug in and talk about it. But for me, what it means spiritually is that it is a because it's universal, it also can be somewhat generational. So it's something that we carry in our emotional DNA. Again, this is just the way that I'm seeing it and what I've been taught through my studies and through working with my guides. And so you could look at it as somewhat ways each of the archetypes are ways that we deal with, how we kind of see life, how we cope with life, and how we what the negative side, or you some people refer to that as the shadow of that archetype, and also the positives of each one. So there's the good and the bad. That's why I kind of related a little bit to the zodiac signs. I think there's just a little bit of similarity, although I resonate a lot more with this. So that's enough for me. What we're going to do is, since we have two gals, we're going to break it up so you don't just hear these squeaky female voices. No, I'm kidding. we're going to break it up, and I'm going to turn it over now to Stars James.
Well, thank you. This is Stars James, and it's interesting that you brought up the zodiac because that is one thing that I had on my list related to archetypes, because a lot of times in the doing psychic readings, people use astrology or the tarot, and I had both of them listed because both of them, actually the signs in the zodiac go through the archetypes. I mean, you have like Aries the warrior and Taurus the lover and Gemini, the one I can't remember right now, Cancer's like the mother, Leo is the king, and each one has a specific archetype. And so I was going to mention that because we often, as psychics, use tools, and I even brought my tarot deck with me today because I was going to use it during my readings. I usually don't. But because there are archetypes in the tarot as well, you start out with the fool, who's the innocent, just starting on a journey, and the fool takes this journey and goes through many of the major archetypes that are noticed, even in the psychological community. And, I mean, that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about primarily, is that even in the tools that that psychics use, there are these archetypes that show up. And, I mean, they show up everywhere, though. You know, even in our language, we often refer to people as an angel or our hero. The mother archetype shows up everywhere, even with Mother Earth in that reference. Vampire is a big one now. We hear about energy vampires and such. I mean, that's an archetype that shows up. And each one of them has, like, an underlining energy that it is used even when it's in language. People who don't necessarily, I mean, I feel that I have a very clear connection with the angelic realm. And I use that a lot in my sessions with people. And, that doesn't necessarily mean that someone who uses the term angel to refer to someone has that, but there's still that underlining energy that shows up in the archetype, even in language, like you're my angel, or, you know, they were just an angel to me. That energy that is represented by the angelic realm still shows up even in the language. So, I think that there... The archetypes, you can really look at it two ways, because I have personal archetypes as well, things that Spirit uses that really only relate to my personal experience, but then I also use it in my readings as well. One of my biggest archetypes is a river, and wherever, whatever I see, whatever Spirit communicates with me related to a river, I can kind of identify where someone's at or where someone's going. So, and that's kind of an archetype that is personal to me, where if I see someone, if I see a river that has a lot of stones in it, or it looks like it's dammed up and there's a lot of chaos right there because of the flow of the river, I can identify either where they're at or where they're going based off of that picture. And so to me, that's a personal archetype that I wouldn't necessarily use in conversation, and doesn't necessarily show up in these, in the tarot or in astrology or in other formats where the archetypes are used. But to me, that is an archetype because it is a way of communication that is symbolic. So I guess I'll pass with that. I know that we probably all have a lot to talk about, so I think I'll pass with that.
This is Stars Maya. That was great, Stars James. I was like, wow, that's so true. You really hit. I mean, this is why. Gosh, we're going to do 10 shows of this. No, I'm just kidding. That's why
we could.
We really could. That's why this is such a fascinating subject. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and turn it over to Stars Dragon Spirit, and so she can get in and get. I'm anxious to hear what she has to say.
Thanks, Stars Maya. And first, I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight. It's always nice to be able to do the show and have people join us. There's a little bit in what each of you has said that I identify with, as well as other points that I'm going to bring to it. First off, I agree with you, James, especially the tarot. The tarot goes back so far. And the major arcana, if people have really worked with their cards and have researched, you know, the history of tarot and so forth, I agree that the tarot has archetypes. It just does. The same thing with personal guides, the angelic realm, nymphs, any type of area that you're looking at, there's always archetypes because there's those personalities that come out. Even master guides, they have their own individual personalities, and most of them have their specialties, if you want to call it that, or the areas that they work in. for a large part, archetypes, they're considered behaviors. They're considered characteristics. They're an unconscious idea that somebody acts on because they've learned or programmed that way of being. It's a pattern of thoughts and images and so forth. And I believe it starts, you know, in the physical with a human being, I believe it always starts with, like, the elders and the mentors and the teachers and parents. Because when you first incarnate, you're going to learn from the archetypes around you. But as the soul evolves, as we grow as human beings and so forth, we start looking at patterns or feeling things that are uncomfortable that we don't like. And we may be pulled to another type of being or, you know, another characteristic, which a lot of people, they don't pay attention to in the mode of things. And unless I've noticed in my experience, most sensitives, empaths, and so forth, notice these subtle changes, notice the energy movement of it. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to catch yourself. And in society, the way that it is here, you know, in the United States and so forth, most people will only look and see maybe 5 archetypes or 6 archetypes, and those are the only ones that they refer to. Well, in fact, there's hundreds of them, actually, because for every emotion, every single thing that a human being experiences and does, there is an archetype that is attached to it. And sometimes people don't catch themselves when they get into these patterns until something, you know, they see a mirror in somebody else and the way somebody else is doing something, they go, whoa, I do that as well. So archetypes are a long, long, long list. Just to give you an example, in the physical realm, okay, with the ego, a tyrant is somebody that has to be in control all the time. Well, a lot of people say they have OCD, and that's what OCD is. It's somebody that has to be in control all the time and has to have control over every single realm them. So that's a tyrant. But, you know, for a population at large, they really don't notice these things even when they're sunk into it. Normally, it takes a mirror or it takes someone else in, that they may be speaking to, and during the course of them speaking, they say, whoa, I'm doing that. But it's a very broad subject. I think it's great. And Stars Maya, when you said, you know, it goes from generation to generation, I agree, because as I said, as children, when you're incarnate, you're going to learn from the people that are going to program you. So as you get bigger and as you learn other things, you start discarding some of these other things, or they may not make sense to you. So you say, okay, I'm not going to do that, and you take a different path. I always believe that the soul of a person can override anything that they have been programmed with. I believe that, you know, the family members that are around them and so forth and so on, you know, you might be brought up in a family that does everything out of fear or out of anger. And as you get older, you start feeling something inside of you that says that it just doesn't resonate right. But again, you know, go back to the beginning what I said. I believe that every single master guide, all of the guides, all of the etheric realm, metaphysical, and so forth and so on, they are archetypes. They have their own personalities. And yes, everybody has that common thread, you know, that we're all tied together and we have a neutral, but you're still going to have some type of personality that you come out with. Different archangels work with different areas. Different master guides, ascended master guides, work with different areas. So, yeah, I totally agree. I think this is going to be a great subject, and it's one that we're really going to be able to get into and break down, and people may see and understand how many archetypes there really are instead of only a basic 5 or 6. So with that, I'll give that back to you guys.
Okay, well, this is Stars Maya, and yes, it's already been very enlightening. And for our listeners, you know, stay with us, because you'll start to realize where the relevancy comes in is that these are patterns of behavior, And, you know, I believe that we can work with this energy within us. And so if you're a listener out there and you're wondering, okay, you know, my patterns are this and this, and you start looking at your archetype or what where you fall into, then you can start realizing your potential and also your obstacles. And the tarot, I don't currently use that tool, but I did in the past, and I'm so glad that both of you brought that up, because that's a very important fact that very much that and things dating back to, I wanted to mention that if you look back through various religions and spiritual venues, you're going to find that this is a repetitive collective association, as Stars James and then again Stars Dragon Spirit pointed out. This is something that is repeated in so many different ways, and Stars James was very much right on the money when I was saying it's kind of like the zodiac, but actually he's more correct in saying that they do represent, you know, each sign is representing something. What I feel is that if we go with the archetype, and then within there can be some sub archetypes, or there can be some overlapping in our personalities and our coping and our energy signatures and how we deal with other people, relationships, so on and so forth. I feel that it gets a lot more personal and in-depth and not as general. So that's where I kind of see that there's a little bit of a difference. But when I researched it, when I was doing my studies, both traditional and esoteric studies, that was one thing that I loved about this and fascinated me, is the fact that it has been around for as long as really mankind has been able to leave any imprinting. So, you know, I don't want to bring up religion specifically, but really all, you know, that crossover point of religion versus spirituality, there is that formation in there. And I liked what you said, Stars James, about the river, because my guides, too, they often will, like you identified with the river, they often will show me things, and I see that as an archetype, even though I may not find it written down in a book and it may not be specific. I definitely have, you know, had that feeling. And one, so what, you know, if you stick with this, I know this can be a subject that can get a little bit over people's heads, or I feel that it's possible, but if you just stick with us as we go along and start thinking about the ways that you cope, you can find that, you know, you're going to find that you're going to fit somewhat into a category. And once you know that, then you are equipped. And also, of course, you can always get a reading on this subject and find out, because definitely I feel that there is so much potential within each one. And there's also the obstacles, so it helps us to, you know, determine where we're standing on our life journey and our life's path. What I'm going to bring up, and, you know, everyone, of course, is welcome to talk about whatever it is resonating or close to their heart. But one of the ones that I have seen the most and I'm the most fascinated by, or I feel is the most complex, is the martyr. And I see that so much in people and in relationships where there is dysfunction or there's not harmony in the person's life, and you would think the martyr, that person would be happy. But I have found that when, if my guides are showing me an archetype and they're showing me the martyr, or they're showing me, you know, coping skills or attributes, characteristics that are fitting into that way of coping, behaving, and relating, and even in the subconscious, I find that that's one of, In my realm, it's one of the most difficult ones to, when you have those characteristics, it can be one of the most challenging to get to be released from. However, it also, I feel, can have the most potential, because within the martyr is this just you said the river, and that's what I think of when I think about a river, is just this ability of giving love and giving to others, the generosity of and love of mankind, of the animal kingdom, all of that. Yet they're often held back, and they often use these attributes to manipulate and control other people. So that is one of the ones that is particularly one that I find myself, you know, I don't know, fascinated by. I find it comes up in my life quite a bit. Maybe there's something, you know, I thought it would be interesting too at some point, maybe not this show, but maybe we would share what we would say about ourselves if we had to. And I agree with Stars, Dragon, Spirit. You know, we may have, there may be 5, 10 main ones, but yeah, literally there are probably 100 or more. I do support that theory that, you know, when you start breaking it down, you can break it down into so many subcategories. So with that, you know, we're all free to discuss and share whatever we feel on this subject that is relevant to us and important and resonates with us. With that, Stars James, what do you have to say about all this next?
All right. Yeah, this is Stars James. And, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with both of you. When I think of the term archetype, what it represents is almost like the umbrella. Like, if I look at the archetype, let's just look at one archetype, like the archetype of the mother. There are so many things that can represent the archetype of the mother. Even, like in the tarot, the queen is the mother and represents that nurturing energy. Or the empress, sorry, not the queen, empress. But, it's like there's so much there related to her. Like, if you're talking about archangels or you're talking about spirituality, the Mother Mary is a good archetype for that. But then there's that umbrella archetype as well. Like, when I do angel healings, which I don't necessarily do online very often, but I do in my own personal practice, what I say to people is I'm actually bringing forward energy or vibration that is higher than the actual archangels that I'm referring to. So if I'm saying, the Archangel Raphael, there's a higher vibrational energy, the healer, that Raphael represents, and Raphael brings that energy forward. And so, and it's represented in so many different ways. I mean, depending on culture, there's actually a correlation. I did a study about dragons a while back in the Eastern tradition, and there were dragons that represented each of these archetypes as well, which I would refer to as the archangels in my culture, but in their culture would refer to as a specific type of dragon energy that's bringing it forward. So, again, it is so cross-cultural, but when I think of an archetype, it's kind of the umbrella over the Mary figure or the healer or, the queen or, you know, all of that is kind of embodied in, this higher understanding, which is the archetype. And going back to the river, the river to me, when I look at the river, it can often represent many different archetypes, depending on what stage, you know, waterfall is going to represent a different archetypal picture than a dam, like I had mentioned before. Both of those are going to be very different. Rapids would represent something completely different as well, and also represented somewhere in the archetypes. I guess that's what I wanted to say, too, about the archetypes is, to me, it's almost like an umbrella over many, many other categories. Does that make sense?
This is Stars Maya responding to Stars James. If I'm following you and I would support and agree, that what you're saying is it starts out as an umbrella with one major archetype, and then from there it covers a lot. And then would you say, Stars James, that from there there's others, there's sub, like I'm calling them subcategories or
absolutely
subcharacteristics.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a layering effect, and I do support that, and I do absolutely agree with that it is, you know, it is. So what about you, Stars, Dragon, Spirit? Let's turn it over to you and see what you feel about these ideas.
I understand totally what Stars James is saying here, because that is part of the facet, so to speak. as the example that he gave with the umbrella, there's going to be a head in every civilization, in any belief system. There is always a head. There's a father figure, the mother energy, the sister energy, the brother energy. There are umbrellas that go down the line. And as you said, Starfire, yeah, it goes into, if you want to call it that, subheadings and sub-meanings. It's kind of like, for instance, if you look at the Fool card, okay, but the Fool can also be called a scholar. A scholar is somebody who wants to learn. And there's cards, you know, that represent all these different things. And like you said, it has subcategories to it. And again, Stars James, as you said, with Raphael, I work with Raphael very much so. And true, he is a healer. But if you go into different cultures and you go into different belief systems and so forth, it's still Raphael's energy. It's just a different name, or it's just presented differently. But bottom line, the archetype would still be a healer. These different areas, I believe, and I'm glad we're using the tarot and the zodiac for these things, because everything is tied together through a common thread, and it's repeated over and over and over in many different belief systems, in many different cultures. And the time frame, if you look, is just layered on top of each other. And, yes, I'm a firm believer. There are at least 100 different archetypes, and then there's just some categories of those, and they branch off. Going to the martyr, as you said, Stars Maya, normally the martyr syndrome really means that somebody that's willing to die or suffer for others, or for a specific cause. But at the same time, through my own experience, most people that I have met, most clients that I've worked with, whenever the martyr syndrome is present, well, then it's the victim as well. It goes hand in hand, because most of the time, the people that I have met have gone through some type of victimization, and then they immediately flip to the martyrdom to the extreme. But I believe everything has the subcategories, and I do agree with Stars Jane insofar as the umbrella, because those things do, I don't want to say deviate, but compartmentalize almost, if that draws a better picture for it. And insofar as the dragon chest, there's a bunch of them in totally different energies. The same way with nymphs or fairies and so forth, each one of them, you know, has their own archetypes and so forth and so on, but they also relate to another archetype, you know, down the line. And again, I think with us incarnating, and this is my belief, with us reincarnating over and over and over, our souls have a distinct personality that it has different characteristics, certain, you know, characteristics. And I believe we incarnate the same soul group over and over, but the same type of energy applies. In other words, like a person that you have met and you go, boy, I really know this person. I can't put my finger on from where, but I really know them, and you hit it right off. But it's like a family. If you break the family down into the different categories, the mother energy, the father energy, the brother and the sister, so forth and so on, most definitely, there's an archetype to each one, and then there's going to be a subcategory or subpersonalities underneath that, because once again, archetypes and all of these things, they're behaviors, they're characteristics, and it's a pattern of thought. And image is very important, because dealing with the tarot, dealing with the zodiac, dealing with constellations, all of them have their own distinctive things, and that's how we have learned, you know, about the different ones and how they tie together. So, yes, I agree with a lot that's being said, and I'm looking forward to breaking it down a little bit, because as I believe in my experiences, one archetype will, react off of another archetype. I have seen where it's two that goes to one heading instead of only one. So, again, that's all I have to say right now on it. Back to you guys.
Okay, well, this is Stars Maya. That's very interesting. All of us are, I feel, have had, you know, some really, you know, agreed upon concepts. And one thing that I would like to share that, again, these are just my belief systems, what I've come to know through being in the profession, through education, and I do recognize the Christian God, so part of it comes from that as well, is it is my belief that although we have some of what we're born with, like Stars, Dragon, Spirit said, incarnated with, if you believe in and you follow that ideology of reincarnation, we come with that. I do believe also that our experiences here on life can often change. I think that we have, you know, first, it's in my belief system, I believe that we are primarily, when we're on the physical earth as physical beings, we are primarily or inherently male or female. However, within that male or female energy, in order to achieve balance, there has to be some of, if you're inherently female, you have to have some pieces of male energy to achieve balance, and vice versa is true. And in that, I do feel that there is feminine and masculine energy within the archetypes, and that I do feel has an effect on if we're a female and we're taking on a more male energy archetype, then that can affect how we react or we cope with certain events and experiences and our behaviors, whereas if it was a male, it would be different. So I think that comes into play, I'm talking about our energy. I'm not necessarily talking about physically if we're male or physically if we're female. I'm talking about our energy signatures. I also feel that we can shift. And whereas if you look at the zodiac, that's a fixed state. If you're born this time, you generally fall under this. Now, if you go in, you know, into astrology, you know, you go, I'm not an astrologer, so I don't know all the terminology, but there's a lot more that you're going to look at. You know, the umbrella would be starting with the zodiac sign, and then you would break it down by your rising planets and your, again, I don't have the terminology, so I'm not even going to pretend like I do. But I feel that people can shift from whatever is their main guiding source of energy, if you want to call that the archetype or the archetype, however you want to say it, they can often, that main one can be shifted or changed due to a life experience. I feel that people that have had very traumatic life experiences or a very traumatic event, they can sometimes, that shift can be a temporary shift where it's almost as if another energy or archetype steps in and takes over, or maybe one that was sub that was hidden a little bit and wasn't the foremost ego-driven, which just means that that's what is seen on the outside in how we're dealing with people. So I do believe there's a lot of flexibility and there's the option for change. And I wanted to say, too, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, I love what you said, because I failed to mention that, and I think it's an extremely important point, is that the martyr and the victim are very much interchanged and played together. Generally, again, this is my viewpoint. This is what I see. That doesn't make it the law or the truth. It just means that this is my, you know, my vision on this. But I do agree that the martyr and the victim are both going hand in hand, and that's why people can sometimes, it's one that's easily recognizable, and by the same token, it's one that I feel is very useful or can be shifted with readings and with spiritual guidance. So with that said, let's move on to Stars James.
Okay, well, thank you. And I love what both of you had to say, especially when you were talking about the victim and the martyr, because it is important to understand, too, that there's a shadow side to all of this, and there are shadow representations as well. Like, ones that just kind of come to mind is the hero. Well, the hero can also be a bully, and that would be kind of like a shadow side of that energy. Or, you know, the mother can oftentimes, a shadow energy to that would be someone who suffocates, someone who's overbearing, that type of energy. The king and the dictator, those are kind of ones, the shadow to the idea of authority and all of that. So there is definitely two sides to the coin here. There's you know, the light aspect and then the dark aspect. And we all have shadow. I mean, we all have both dark and light in us, and it's you know, in our, through our journey, which path we choose to take. And we all have things that we're unwilling to look at, which is where, you know, in the darkness is kind of where the shadow creeps in on us. So I wanted to say that, and then I also wanted to say about transitioning between these energies. I believe that we're constantly transitioning between these energies. You know, we may have a predominant one in us. Excuse me, I have a cold. I apologize. We may have a predominant energy in us, but then, you know, we shift from these energies. Like, the lover is a really good one to use as an example for that, because a lot of times, unless someone's in a relationship and in that state, they're not really manifesting that energy as a primary energy. But then they can get into a relationship, and then that can be, you know, that can kind of take over as their primary energy, or vibration. So I did want to point that out as well, is we do shift. I mean, as we journey on, that's what the tarot is all about. We start out as this innocent, as this fool. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention too, remember when I said I couldn't remember Gemini? Because Gemini is the student. We brought that up a couple times. But as we move on through this journey, we start out as the innocent learning. And then, you know, we move on through each of these archetypes. You know, the magician and the high priestess, one is about awareness of the external world and one is about awareness of the internal world. Those are two different archetypes. And the empress is the mother and the emperor is the father or authority. And, you know, as we move on, each of these archetypes do manifest in our lives. And that's really... I did want to point that out as well, and that's why I like the tarot so much. I don't use it a lot in readings, but I think that's why I like the tarot so much, is because it does go through the different archetypes. And then even in the minor arcana, you have each archetype, you know, symbolically in whatever energy each of those four categories represent. You know, you go, the very first one is usually awareness. It's usually the beginning of something, and it's awareness. And you move through the major arcana within the minor arcana. So it's all one great big story. And the four suits, the cups, wands, pentacles, and swords, or whichever, sometimes it's coins and whatever it is, whatever you have in front of you. But anyway, each of those represent a different, almost archetypal frequency. And then within that, you still see the same archetypes come up. You still see the mother energy. You still see the hierophant, which is about wisdom and attainment of knowledge. You still see the lovers come up in each vibration. So, I mean, we're constantly in this ebb and flow of all these different energies. And in my viewpoint, we don't have to necessarily always continually manifest the same one. We actually go through each one. And I think... going back to astrology, I think the reason why I like astrology is because that does kind of identify a primary one for us, especially in our signs. You know, the Aries as the hero, or Taurus as the lover. That does kind of almost direct the flow of energy, but that doesn't mean necessarily that we won't, you know, as the lover, experience being the king or being the student. So I guess that's what I wanted to point out. I really like what everyone has to say, and it's hard because I want to go into each specific one and, okay, so what is the mother energy, or, you know, the mother archetype? Yeah. But it's hard to, because there's just so much there, and there's, you know, I'm glad that we're extending it out a little bit. So I guess with that, I'll pass it on to you, Dragon Spirit. Thank you.
I agree with you, James. I mean, I'm glad you went ahead and said that, because that was the next thing I was going to bring up. To explain it a little bit better than when I explained it before, if someone incarnates with the mother energy, okay, that's going to be your archetype. That's going to be your head right there. And as you said, when you go through the minor arcana, it's the different levels and the different stages. But the bottom line will still be that mothering type energy in some form, in one of the subcategories. Just as Star's mind, well, just as all of us have said, males projective, females receptive, okay? And I totally agree with the shadow side. Light does not exist without dark. Dark does not exist without light. It's all about balancing and about which, you know, section or part we are playing in our lives in any given moment. It's definitely a balance between the two. There's always the duality in this realm, but very much so. If somebody incarnates with that mother energy, there's the subcategories that's going to go below it that somebody's going to express or live through. That trait is just going to be inert, you know, within them. I didn't mean if somebody incorporates just one, they don't go through the subcategories, just the opposite. You're going to incorporate with that, but you're going to go through subcategories of it. Females, you know, and the male energy. If you incarnate as a female, well, there's an apparent reason that you incarnated as a female. And the same with the male. But once somebody finds a balance, and again, male being projective, female being receptive, and they find that balance, yes. You're going to have that head archetype, but you're also going to have the subcategories that you're going to go through and experience. And, yes, it brings around a shift of energy that's very noticeable and very pronounced. But I very much agree with that. It's like a ladder. It's kind of like in regressions. They always say, you know, there's 100 rungs of consciousness. And depending on how far down you go into the subconscious and down those rungs, then certain things are revealed to you. Well, I feel the same way with archetypes and so forth. You have your archetype, and then you're going to go through your subcategories and stuff. It's not to say that if you incarnate with the mother energy, you're not going to experience or portray any other traits or personalities or talents. It just means that is your primary that you're coming in with. Many, many times I have seen myself and others go through shifts of energy very fast, and it takes on a different archetype. And there and again, I've seen at times when it's gone slow, when you finally settle in to a certain energy and you just go through the stages of each one. So very much so, I believe, as you said, Stars James, about the shadow side. A lot of people... I've had a lot of controversial discussions and debates and everything else with people during the course of my whole life, and they're like, no, I'm just light, and I think of light, and that's all there is. And I look at myself, and I said, no, because if I didn't have the shadow side, it wouldn't have pushed me to go to the light side and get to the other end of it, and vice versa. You know, if I was always light and just beaming around and everything, well, you know, I might have missed something because I didn't sit with myself long enough. So I'm very much a firm believer in the dualities. And as I said, I'm very much a believer that dark doesn't exist without light and light does not exist without dark. So again, two, I'm looking forward to going in to the different archetypes and subcategories as well because, as I said, I have found that a lot of them go in the duality. One has a pairing that goes along with it. And I've seen once that cycle's been completed of both of those, I've seen it shift. And then another pair comes in. So I agree with a lot that's being said. And that's about all I have to say right now about it.
Okay, well, this is Stars Maya, and let's check with Stars Cast. I know she had said she would maybe check in, but we're at 6:43 or 7:43 if you're on. I'm in Central Time Zone, and see where we are with callers, so we know if we need to keep going.
Yes. Well, I think winding it up is a good thing about now. And I'm just thinking, wow, with all this information, and you know, I'm totally. I didn't realize this that. With the light, you have to have some dark. So I've always thought I was of the light, but I guess something pushed me more to the light. Is that what I'm understanding? Something happened that I don't know. What do you three think about that? How does that relate to me, for example? People are thinking about that, you know. So,
well, this is Stars Maya. I'll go first by saying that I support that, that even if you look at the zodiac sign, it for you specifically, it would just be, you would have to see what your, you know, what your archetype was, what the most relevant one was, or the strongest of the energy. But there's always, they're talking about the shadow on the dark side. There's always in each of us, there's those traits that are the good, positive, but there's also the traits that are more negative, or, you know, where our obstacles and blocks come in. So with you personally, yes, you would be of the light, but you would have to have, you know, there still would be something in whatever you would put yourself at, there would have to be something that would be my take. And we're all that way. I'm that way. Every human, every person, you know, it may not be true of the angelic realm. Those are the angels that are in spirit. But certainly in humans, there's always a little bit of something negative, because I agree with what Stars Dragon Spirit said, that pushes us in. Obviously, we're not perfect. So if we were completely of the light, human beings can never achieve that. That's my take on it. Human beings cannot achieve that. We can only achieve that as pure spiritual beings. So, you know, you would have to look and see where you're at, and hopefully on the next show, we can decide on maybe a handful of them that we can go, that we think are the most prevalent, and we can maybe discuss those. So we'll let everybody else chime in with what they have to say about it.
Okay. Well, this is Stars James, and one thing I want to say, we should dedicate an entire show on this shadow. We might want to jot that down, because it's a real thing. It's a real thing that we all experience, we all go through. You know, I'm Aries, and I do manifest the hero energy in what I do a lot of times, but then I also, my shadow really is, I do have a short temper. I can really kind of be a laser beam sometimes, and I have to watch that. The one thing about the dark and the light that I always like to use as a reference point for me is that, yes, it's true, we all have dark and light in us. We all have those things that we wish weren't there, or, you know, that we're working through, we're healing, and we're shedding light on it, we're turning the light on it. And I do believe that there's dark energy as well, that there is a vibrational energy that is negative. What I would say about that, though, is that there is really no, at least from my perspective, there really is no cosmic battle between light and dark. You turn a light on, and there's no darkness anymore. It's not that, you know, angels get these huge swords out and there's this huge battle and dark might win. There's no way that dark's ever going to win over light. You turn the light on and you can see what's around you. And I think that the shadow self is like that. It's the thing that we don't want to look at, that we're not really willing to turn the light on. But once we do, like let's say, you know, you're fumbling around a dark room that really needs to be cleaned, or you're going to trip and you're not going to be able to see things that need to be cleaned up, you turn that light on, it's real easy to deal with those things. And so to me, I don't really, even though I do believe that there are negative vibration, or that there is dark, there is darkness that manifests, I don't believe it's the highest vibration or the highest expression. It's just something that really is there. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, yes. Both of you made a lot of sense. And I don't know what Stars Dragon Spirit might have to say. We have another caller, so this caller, please don't go away. I will get to you. But Stars Dragon Spirit, you want to kind of just give your little short take on it, and then we'll start taking our callers.
Yeah, I'll make it short. I don't believe everything is 100% light. I don't believe anything's 100% dark. There's a balance to everything. I believe that there's a reason that we were brought into this realm with duality. I always ask people, how do you know if you're happy if you've never been sad? And, you know, and I use this analogy. In order to make a car run, you use a battery. Well, the battery has to have a negative post, and it has to have a positive post. and has to have both of them together in order to make the car run. But the point is that it's a balance. What pushes you to learn? If you're happy all the time and everything's always light, what has pushed you to learn anything in your life? Where does the inquisitiveness come from, or the questioning come from? As I said, I don't believe it's a battle at all, and I don't believe in, you know, everything's extremely good, everything's extremely bad. I do not believe that. In my belief system, I believe that it's a two-party thing, and you're always going to, you know, experience them. It's kind of like a roller coaster. You know, you go up on the high point, and it's all excited and everything else, and when you're going down, you lose control over everything, everybody starts shaking. But I don't think one exists without the other. I don't think it's a battle. I don't think it's anything that's embarrassing. I don't think it's anything, you know, that's something that people should fear. I believe it truly is a balance. You're not going to be happy unless you've had sadness and vice versa. And that's about all I have to say on it.
Okay. Well, let's start taking callers. And thank you, my star, for that more information. It makes a lot of sense to me. I can't wait till next week. I can only imagine where this is going to go. Okay, Stars Maya, are you ready for the first caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's going to be Regina. Hi, Regina. You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars Maya. How are you doing?
I'm good, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I'm sorry, my baby is just screaming, and I don't know what to do to calm it down, and I'm driving. But, yes, I have a situation with my soon-to-be ex-husband about child support, and he wants to fight me with it. So do you see my case being victorious?
Well, the first thing I would tell you is that, you know, definitely you need to seek legal advice on that matter, you know, and hopefully you're doing that.
I am.
But I do feel like it, you know, as far as to answer your question, I do feel that it's going to be success. I feel like it's going to be drug out a little bit. I'm not going to be... you're probably going to need to go, Regina, with your baby and driving. But I do feel like you'll end up being successful. I think you're going to get very close to what you want, and definitely you will get what you need. So just make sure that you do seek legal advice on that matter. And I do wish you the best. God bless you, and thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you again for coming, and go back and see the stars at starpsychics.com. Okay, let's see. We're going to take our second caller, which is going to be Anna Marie. So I will give this off to Stars Dragon Spirit. Are you ready? Dragon Spirit, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, this is Anna Marie. Let me connect you with her.
Okay.
Good evening.
Anna Marie, you're live on the air with Stars Dragon Spirit. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Good evening, Star Dragon Spirit. My question
Hi,
is
Anna.
Career. I'm currently working in a company, and I'm on a contract, but I'm trying to switch to another contract because of health reasons, and I was wondering, will that actually happen for me?
Okay, Anna. Is this something that you've been pursuing for about a month?
Yes.
Okay. I'm saying that eventually you're going to get what you want, but I don't see it happening overnight, if that makes sense. There's going to be more time taken up in it. It's kind of like I see a staircase, and you're going up the stairs. There's going to be a few more stairs to go up, not flights, but stairs. You're going to eventually get what you want, but like I said, it's going to take a little bit of time. To let you know as well, further on down the line, later this year, you're going to come into another opportunity you think this opportunity is good, the one that you're trying to get and so forth, but the next one that comes later in the year is going to be one that you're really going to be comfortable with and you're really going to get everything you want out of it. And it will not be with the same company that you're with now. It will be a totally different company. This company, as a matter of fact, you haven't met the person that you're going to meet from that one. Your situation right now, you are going to get what you want, but it's going to take a little more time. But look for later in the year. Stay open to it because the next one that I see coming for you is going to be bigger. It's going to be something that encompasses everything that you want and everything that you like out of your career. It's not going to feel like you're doing a lot of work.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got our next caller. It is Tia, Stars James. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Stars Tia, you're live on the air with Stars James. Go ahead and ask him your one question.
Hi, I'm just I would like to know if he sees any my personal family relationships improving in the near future.
Okay. I can definitely look at that. I am going to use the tarot since the whole show is about archetypes. So give me just one moment while I get that set up here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One second. I don't use these a lot, so. Okay. Anymore. I used to use them all the time. So the way that I use the tarot, the way that I've always used the tarot, is that I take a look at, I kind of look at the momentum that I'm sensing with the situation, and then I use the tarot as a confirmation of what I'm already sensing. And the circumstances surrounding your situations, the Ace of Swords represents success and triumph as you're moving forward. It's overcoming conflict specifically. The swords cards represent conflict in our situation, and this particular card represents overcoming that conflict. Your path was represented by the Chariot card, and the Chariot card once again is almost the same energy. It means successful movement forward and triumph. It is definitely forward momentum. One thing that was related to your present situation right now is the Seven of Swords. Like I said before, swords represent the conflicts that we have in life. When I see swords cards, especially when I see a few different swords cards in a particular reading, to me that represents that there is conflicts, but the purpose for those conflicts are for spiritual or emotional or relational evolution. And I really had a strong sense that a lot of what you've been going through is really to help you, gain more, gain evolution or gain an evolutionary experience through what you've been going through. I had a picture of a waterfall. And the one thing about water and why I think it comes up for me so much in my readings is because water represents the spiritual path, and the spiritual path is always moving to the lowest point. It is becoming humble, and I do think that that's part of your path. Now, the Seven of Swords, it means that there are people in your situation that are, there's a lot of deception that has happened in the situation that needs to be resolved, and I sense that you will overcome this as you kind of go down, and as you, seek the lowest point. The waterfall represented you, a drastic movement in terms of yourself and recognizing that, there are these things going on around you, but you don't have to necessarily agree with what's going on, but the waterfall to me represents acceptance in, it's a drastic fall. It's drastic movement into humility. And I think that that is one of the things that is going to be a catalyst as you move forward in your journey.
Okay.
Does that make
sense? Thank you very
much. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Who's muted?
Okay, Stars Maya, we have time for one more caller, and it is Jeff. And Jeff, go ahead and ask Stars Maya your one question.
Hello, Stars. My name is Jeff, and I've been, you know, I'm a 60s child, or actually 51. I was born. And I seem to have been battling the system ever since I was born. It seems the last several years I've been really battling it. And I was wondering, it should be coming to fruition in the near future, next year. I was just wondering if you see it as being a positive or as being a either just put off or finalization done.
Okay, Jeff. So you're saying that you've been battling the system, if I understood you correctly.
All my life, but I mean, in the past several months, past several years, it's been actual, not physical battle, but legal battle.
Legal battle. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And so, what you're wanting to know is that is this going to be resolved, and if so, is this actually going to be the answer that you? Or the outcome that you're seeking?
The end of it. I don't care if it's right now. I really don't care if it's positive or negative. Is it finally going to be over?
It is. It actually is going to be over. And, you know, what my guys have shared with me is that, yes, some of it is some of the choices that you've made, and I'm sure that you can see that to be true. But also that it just seems to me that what my guys are sharing is that, you know, I do believe in soul contracts, and that you had a lot to learn. And you sometimes, it's my belief that we decide to take on quite a bit during one particular lifetime for reasons that, you know, it would be great to do a reading. I would love to do a reading with you on all of that. But this matter is going to be settled. And when it is settled, I loved what you said, because that really resonates with what I was being shown, is that freedom for you spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically, so that you can move forward, because in so many ways this has really held you back. And a lot of ways it's held you back beyond your control, but then in other ways I feel like it has added and it's just become a bigger mountain, you know, and you hiked it up, and then you think you're at the top, and you're like, I can't believe it. There's another mountain that I have to climb. So
Range.
That's absolutely correct. But this is going to come to an end, and finally you are going to, if you can take this all in a positive learning acceptance way, and you can seek grace with whatever is to come, your life is going to change. And if you listen to the show, we talked about transitions or shifts with archetypes,
right.
And that's what's going to happen, because what the big umbrella, like we talked about, that you're under now is going to close and a new one's going to be opened. And so it's going to allow you to reach your potential and to seek a much higher state of being. So that's why I say it's going to spiritually open yourself up. And that, in turn, is going to make all aspects and areas of your life do almost a total reversal. So as bad as things were, that's how good they'll be, if you want to look at it that way. You know, we talked
right.
a little bit about light and dark. So, yeah, you've got a few months at least, I feel. I'm not getting resolutions coming this month. I'm not getting that. But I feel like you are seriously on the home stretch, and you feel very resilient, and you've actually made a lot of internal changes, spiritual awareness changes, that you may not even totally yet be aware of. They may not have come into play in your external, or what I call our ego, working through, but they will. And so, you know, look forward to, I think you said you were 51. Did I get that right?
No, I was born in 51. So there's been a lot of spiritual changes in the past 10 years, yes.
Okay. Well, you have a long life ahead of you, and the greatness that I see that's going to come is going to more than make up for the arduous journey that you've been on. So you're already very enlightened. I can feel you have a very wise, very old soul. And that may be why you packed this big punch in this life. But just know, just hang in there, Jeff, because you really, this really is going to be resolved, and you are going to have freedom in every sense, every meaning that word has, you are going to have, and be released from this bondage, so to speak. And so this is going to open you up for so many good things. So I'm happy and excited for you because there's the rest of your life, and I'm seeing it as a very, very long life. Born in 51, I know for some people they might think, but no, you really, and, you know, time is really irrelevant when we're, you know, I mean, it's forever when we're miserable, but when we're happy, you know, so it's a really good, I really feel a really great outcome for you, and the potential within is going to be released. So that's what I get, and I wish you the very best with this and on your journey, and don't forget to visit us at Stars Psychics, at Stars with a Z, and I thank you so much, Jeff, for your call. God bless you, and thank you.
I thank you. God bless you, and I feel the talent in you, and I appreciate your time and your kind words. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeff, for coming, and do check us out at starspsychics.com. Okay, I guess that's it. My lovely stars, I shouldn't say lovely stars, but shining stars, I'll call you my shining stars for tonight. We had one listener, and then we had another caller. There was another listener, so this is good. I'm excited about next week. I think it's going to be awesome. So Stars Maya, Stars Dragon Spirit, Stars James, of course, know that I love all three of you very much. And I want to thank Stars Judy Noah, Stars Tia, Stars Aeneas, and who else was it? Stars Reigns Loving Insight. Boy, I've got to remember all these names. They were in the chat room, and we have to thank all of them for tonight and all of our guests. We had a great group over there also. So with that, I will tell everybody to have a nice evening. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and I will see you all next week. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you.
Back
you. Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.